beauty
and the truth. Bring you the ignorant
and the real. Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
What's good?
New episode, season
two, episode two.
Yes.
What's up?
We sound official, season two.
Yeah.
What's going on, Drill?
What's good? Chilling. A little cloudy and shit out.
Yeah, it is.
What we got? What's up?
You know, brand new episode. Today's episode is entitled Dreams and Nightmares. We're going to be talking about are you chasing a dream or are you chasing a nightmare, my nigga? All right. So let's kick off the show with a KSA, okay? KSA. It's not funny today still. You know what? I'm sorry. I just refuse to force the funny. And when it comes, you know, but if I think too hard, it's just gonna be corny.
That's word.
I just do whatever is on my heart. So my KSA today is support your friends, man. Support your friends.
That's a good one.
You shouldn't even have to, that should be just like written inside of your mind already. Like I feel as those people shouldn't even have to tell you that, like, I am waiting for my friends to launch their businesses and their things like that, because I won't ask you if I got to pay for anything. I won't ask you anything other than where's the link, girl, so I can buy everything that you're selling.
Word.
Or attempt to spend a check on you. And I'm also going to put you all over my social media as if it's mine. And I'm also going to spread the word about you.
Amen.
Okay, so I feel as though I shouldn't... A friend shouldn't have to tell a friend to support. I shouldn't have to ask you to post my joint. It should be like yours too. I shouldn't have to ask you to buy a ticket. It should be like yours too. I'm
free
trying to
promo.
I'm trying to make a living. You know I'm trying to make a living. So support. If you trying to make a living, then I will support that. You selling makeup, I'm buying it. You selling herbal tea, I'll buy it. Like, I support people who aren't even my friends. Just on the strength of you being a black woman, a young woman of my same age group, trying to make something out of yourself. Because I know how it is to be out here feeling like strangers support you more than your quote-unquote friends do. So I'm just, you know, throwing it out there. Support your friends, man. Support your friends. Don't ask no questions. The only questions you need to ask is how can I help? How can I support more? And you know what I mean? Shout out to my friends who have bought tickets to 808s and Crab Cakes or whatever.
Got my ticket Friday.
One friend asked me if she had to buy a ticket, but she only asked that out of the pureness of her heart, just to make sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it wasn't on some stuff like she wouldn't buy a ticket.
Yeah.
So shout out to my friends who already bought a ticket. They bought their early bird tickets, including Vic, who got a ticket. He's my freaking co-host, okay?
Yeah,
so appreciate y'all. Y'all put in money in my freaking pocket. Appreciate that. Okay? That's my KSA. Bump a dump, okay, Eli. I'm sorry, Westside Eli is taking it over, and
he gonna let us know what's good.
Yeah, he gonna let us know what's up. What's up, Westside Eli?
What's good?
What's up? What's up? It's your boy Westside Eli with your bump a dump for the week, episode 2, Beauty and the Trill. So glad to be here, man. So summer's coming to an end. Very, very sad about that. But we had a crazy summer musically, man. There was a lot of hot stuff that dropped. Jay-Z dropped 444. That's like an automatic bump at this point. It's Jay. Like, what we supposed to do? Say it's a dump? You can't dump Jay, man. He's Jay. Who else we got? We got SZA. SZA drop. Even with the side chick anthem, you call it the side chick anthem, it just is what it is, man. The song is fire. The album is fire. It is. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz is my spirit animal, man. When I grow up, I want to be just like 2 Chainz, man. Pretty girls like trap music. Everything on that joint, yes, bump. Super bump. Even with Nicki's trash-ass verse on Realize, man. 2 Chainz did his thing on that. Low-key top 5 album of the year. The entire year. Yes, I said it. Fight me. Last week, Vic said he's never heard Calvin Harris's new album called Funk Wave Bounces Volume 1. Trill, you missing out, bro. It's the summer vibes, man. Get you some of them summer vibes before the summer end, dog. You gonna need those. Every song feels real good when you play. Bump it in the car, too, with the windows down. While it's still nice outside. Let me put you into something else, too. Wizkid, he's got a joint out with Drake called Come Closer. You probably heard that a little bit earlier in the summer, but the whole album is called Sounds from the Other Side. Dude is from Nigeria. He's got the Afro beat, Afro-Caribbean pop. That whole lane, man, he does a good job with that, man. Naughty Ride. Let me say it right. Naughty Ride. Yeah. Yeah. Daniel Caesar. dropped 40 in over the summer. He's got features with Sid and her, with her no face, sexy voice having ass. The album is real smooth and soulful. The end of Hold Me Down into Nehu Roses. Oh man, please go bless yourself with that, please. Uzi, Lil Uzi, Love Is Rage 2, sounding like Avril Lavigne. But you know he got them bangers though. He got the booty shaking songs, man. The 444 and that. Sauce It Up. Man, that just had me on Millie Rock mad sturdy, B. Mad sturdy. Speaking of New York and Millie Rock and ASAP Ferg, still striving. That album is mostly features, but it actually works for this project, man. He's got Meek on there, he got Dave East, he's got Playboi Carti on there. Migos, he got a song with Migos. You know how they make a song, they turn a song up without doing much of nothing. This man even got Killer Cam out of the kitchen to drop a verse. The album is a bump from your boy. Action Bronson, Blue Chip 7000. Not as popular as everybody else, probably because he's white, but he's cool, man. I like Action Bronson. I'm definitely a Bronson Leno fan. It's a bump for me, man. Fergie. Yes, that Fergie dropped the album Double Dutchess. She's still so fine, man. It's a visual album. So it means it's a video for every song that she did. You know how like Beyonce did with Lemonade. Everybody following the Beyonce wave now. It's got a few hot tracks on there. YG, LA Love, I think it's called. It's pretty decent. I don't know whether it's a bump or a dump though. Like I'm stuck. I'm torn. What else we got? Kalani dropped the Sweet Sexy Savage. So I like it. I'm pretty new to her music, but I can get jiggy with it though. I got some different vibes from it, some R&B, some pop, some soul. She's got a song called Distraction. It's kind of poppy, but if you dig that, then I think you'll like the whole thing. As far as album goes, we got the last one that's recent, Janae Aiko. She dropped Trip. It's Janae Aiko. She's got the real soft voice. The album is long, but it's called Trip. So eat the edible, sit on the couch. You wasn't going nowhere, no way. Put on the Trip, vibe out to that joint. She got Big Sean on there, and she's got a collab with featuring 2088, but it's Big Sean. So I don't know why they do that. Whatever. Juicy J and Cardi B have a single out called Kama Sutra. Yes, it's what you think it is. It's about sex. Juicy J been talking about his nuts for mad long now. Cardi B is nasty. It works well. They fit together. I think it's only on YouTube and SoundCloud right now, though. So go check it out. Speaking of Cardi B, she dropped a remix featuring Kodak to Bodak Yellow. That's probably one of the hottest songs of the summer of the year at this point. I like Kodak's verse, though. I know, Kilo, you canceled Kodak because he is a little nigglet. And he don't know what to say out of his mouth. His phrasing is terrible. He needs better people in his corner. But I like the song. Sorry, Kilo. Anybody else you want to box, we can box. Kilo, I'm not boxing Kilo. I love me some Kilo. So, yeah, that's your bumper dump for the week. You want to fight, holla at me. Just search Westside Eli on Twitter. I'll pop up. My Twitter name, underscore get money. Tell me what you think, man. You want to argue about music? I'll argue about music with you, man. So, yeah, until next week, I'll holla at y'all, man. Westside Eli out.
All right, so thank you, Westside Eli, for that. Pretty good, okay? I think that was pretty.
Yeah, I got some shit I need to catch up on.
Right, pretty fair review, if I say so myself. Time for No Shade.
What's up? What we got?
All the shade. It's a lot of stuff going on. It's really wicked out here, okay?
Streets is very.
It's
wicked.
Extremely wicked out here. You want to build up? Yeah, let's do a little bit.
Yeah,
I can't give. Okay, so let's start with Usher's accuser. One who you were on Twitter bashing, were you?
I don't recall.
Okay. I don't know, but it was a lot of guys up there. But anyway,
yeah.
The heavy set, the curvy, the thick.
Heavy set.
Okay.
Okay.
That her name is Quantasia Sharpton, the one that came out, and a lot of people were like, no, there's no way that Usher would have sex with her. Well, she said that she didn't have herpes, but she did have sex with him, and she could have had herpes, so she was suing for that. Anyway, she's moving forward with weight loss surgery. Excuse me. Yeah. So right now she weighs 420 pounds. So I guess the comments from Trill and the like really got to her.
Hey.
And she's looking. She's She's looking to get down to 160 after gastric sleeve surgery. Okay. So, I mean,
so
go ahead.
She's going from what, 4-something to 160?
She's going from 420 to 160. I hope she's planning to have surgery to remove the extra skin, too, because it's definitely going to be there. Definitely.
I do not want to see those pictures.
All right. So, go ahead, girl. Get what you need. Jesse Williams from Grey's Anatomy. He's also really good with the movement and helping of black people, you know, get started. If the freaking computer come on. So he is ordered to pay $100,000 in spousal and child support. Well, he might, will have to. Okay, so he's in the middle of a really nasty divorce with his estranged wife, Aaron Drake Lee. And I don't know if you remember last season, we were talking about him cheating.
Was that confirmed? Did he cheat?
I don't know.
Anytime somebody say divorce, you know, Aaron niggas is wrong with it. Oh, he cheated. I don't think Jesse cheated.
Well, Aaron, his ex-wife, said that he did. So I'm going to go
she
with...
She just didn't understand him.
I'm going to go with Aaron.
Not my good guy. No, not my guy, Jesse. Mm. No way.
Yeah, your guy, Jesse. So Aaron filed documents demanding sole custody of the children, accusing Jesse of being violent.
No, stop.
She also allegedly...
I couldn't be a juror. I'm not trying to hear this.
I can see you now in the courtroom.
The fuck out of here.
Preposterous. She also allegedly felt that her children could become, quote, emotionally compromised if he continued to expose them to his intimate partners. Okay, she's trying to say he running a sex ring up in there.
Lies.
Okay, so that was before. Fast forward to this week, and this is according to theshaderoom.com. She has filed additional documentation, which details a temporary agreement in which Jesse will pay Aaron $100,000 in child and spousal support.
It's okay? A one-time payment?
That's a good question. And then she also wants him to pay for her court fees, which could be about $60,000. It is being reported that Jesse must pay up in 3 installments. So, yeah, it's one.
Hey, hold your head, Jesse, because I know a lot of stuff is out here that's probably not true.
Right.
My guy, Jesse, just hold your head, bro. We got you.
Whatevs. I should have started with this first because it's kind of dry. But if you are a Tamar Braxton fan as far as her music, I know I am. She's actually taking a break from music to focus on her marriage with Vincent Herbert, which I will be too because Vincent is very, very rich. Do you know who Vincent is?
No, who is that?
He works behind the scenes in the music industry. He manages Lady Gaga, among other people. Okay. That's how she met him, through him working with her sister, Toni Braxton. Okay. She said that this is her last album. But you know Tamar Braxton is a whole drama queen out here. So she could be saying this is her last album and it's just her last album of this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward, speaking of marriage, Scrappy and Bambi from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, after their ups and downs and around the ways, they have allegedly tied the knot. Okay? Yeah. So, let's see here. This is also according to The Shade Room. She's wearing her ring in the latest picture on Instagram.
When he was with Erica.
Yeah, I think that should have kind of went a little bit better. But yeah, so they're sporting wedding rings on their social media pages. So I guess The Shade Room is saying that they're married. Okay, so if you are, then congratulations.
Yeah,
speaking of congratulations are in order for Cardi B. Okay, she did it. We did it. Barty Gang did it.
Woohoo!
Don't be a hater. Be a congratulator. Yeah, she's doing her dang old thing. I love me some Cardi B. Her Bodak Yellow moves to number one. Of course, I'm sure you knew that. Number one on Billboard Hot 100 chart, and that's exactly what she wanted. So congratulations to Barty.
Shout out to Cardi.
Love her. Okay, let's get down to the nasty, nasty trash. Okay? If you know Kilo, then you know I hate the vultures. Hate is such a strong word because I'm a child of God. I strongly dislike them. Okay? And you know why. Okay. So, vulture number one. The head vulture. Well, Kim Kardashian could be considered the head vulture.
She's definitely the head.
So, I'll say co-head because Khloe is definitely on her trail.
Yeah.
According to the YBF.com, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are pregnant, allegedly.
Damn. Cavs going 0-82. Damn, Tristan, why'd
you
do that?
In the world?
Come on, Tristan.
Okay, like, both U.S. Weekly and TMZ confirmed Tristan and Khloé are expecting after 1 year of dating. The middle sister is apparently about 3 months along. Both of those sources say, quote, our sources say Khloé is 3 months pregnant. We're told Khloé conceived naturally. So far, she doesn't know the sex of the baby. Okay, so let me tell you something, Khloé. Didn't he leave his first baby mama to be with you? So how you get him is how you lose him. Okay, girl? So I guess they mama, Kris Jenner, got everybody on some kind of fertility plan.
Right, the whole house. Everybody on.
If you sign a Death Row Records, you come producing a baby from out of here, okay? We need to get these checks, that's all right? Crazy. So we got Kim with her surrogate due in January. We got Kylie pregnant, yes. So, of course, Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are expecting a baby. Why, Travis? Why, Travis? Why would you do this to yourself?
Oh, man, Trav.
Trav. Ugh. And I just started liking your music.
Another one bites the dust.
Son. So, sources say that they're expecting a girl. Okay? So.
We just hope that these babies are healthy. That's a lie.
Bruh, like, these babies are just tokens for these vultures. Like, why are these men reproducing with these vultures?
Exactly. You got a black baby, you good.
You got a black baby, you good, because now you think that you,
yeah,
you know, I'm the mother of a black child. So now you really think you in here, but you still not in here. Still not in here. Doesn't matter how much collagen you get in your lips. Doesn't matter how much silicone you get in that booty. Doesn't matter how much you pump them titties up, beloved. You still ain't black.
That shit crazy.
No matter how much black you suck on and choke on.
Wow. This is wild. She mad. She about to start recording.
Girl! Episode over. Nah, but okay, whatever. I don't know. So, there's that. That's been your No Shade.
Was that it? Was that one more?
No, that's all I got. These vultures. Ending with the vultures. I just want to know, like, is Khloe Kardashian's box that good? Like what are these women doing?
And Khloe been passed around low key. Not even low key, high key. She's high key been passed around.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
And for somebody to be like, oh yeah, I don't know. You know, maybe when you're getting money, maybe it's a different mindset. I don't know. Maybe it's a mindset. Of course, that I have not.
Maybe when you do what?
Maybe
get money?
Getting money like that on that level. Maybe it's a new mindset.
When you get money, you can have anything you want. Khloé doesn't even look good. No shade. But shade. Actually, all the shade. Actually, I don't know why I said no
with
shade.
With all disrespect.
With all disrespect. With every.
That's what energy we all
every ounce with of disrespect intended. Okay.
With all disrespect.
Like, her thighs don't match her butt. I don't know. She's just washed. She's a washed vulture pigeon. I'm aggressive.
And Tristan down there grinning.
Grinning with his hand on her knee, like, bruh, you left your. You.
Oh, no.
This adds to the argument that niggas ain't. Niggas are trash. And I know that y'all hate that, but let's look at Exhibit A.
This is wild. But anyway.
Ew, and the shirt is atrocious. Looks like I threw up on it. All right, moving on to The Moves. The Moves is get your tail and 808s and crab cakes. That's the move. October the 7th, 808s and Crab Cakes is a Kanye West themed art show. We have 8 artists confirmed, ready to go, getting their pieces ready to showcase and to sell to you. And we also have a day party, okay? We got a couple of DJs coming in, spinning Kanye West tunes all night long. And had I not been to the first one in DC, I would have been like, does Kanye West have all those songs? He actually has a lot of songs that he's been featured on. Good music.
So the one in DC that y'all played, pretty much Ye tracks the whole time?
All Ye tracks. Word. Tracks that Ye has produced, been on, featured on, or the people that are on his label.
So that's a good
like
catalog.
You know, like Big Sean, Pusha T, you know, Common, stuff like that. Yeah, it's
so pretty good music.
Pretty dope soundtrack. And not to mention an open crab cake bar. Okay, we keeping them crab cakes coming. So the one in DC, we had an open crab cake bar for an hour from like 3 to 4. The one in the 757 Norfolk, we doing it all night, okay? So make sure you are there. Now, I can't guarantee that niggas from there from 3 to 6 is going to eat up all the crab cakes, and then, you know, that's just going to be that. Just get there early, whatever. Okay?
Get your crab cakes.
Get your crab cakes. Word. So, yeah, October the 7th, make sure you purchase. Log on to @808s and Crab Cakes on Instagram to get more information about that. Right?
But.
Who out there hiring?
Jobs. We got HRT is having a job fair Friday, September 29th from 10 to 2.
Lit.
$3,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance supervisors, $2,500 sign-on bonuses for mechanics. $1,000 sign-on bonus for operators with CDL license A or B, and a $250 sign-on bonus for operator candidates with a CDL permit. So that's, you know, if you're driving a mechanic or anything like that, Friday, September 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 509 East 18th Street, Building 4 in Norfolk. I will also be putting that flyer on the Beauty and the Trail page. And then The Coastal, some company, I guess, is having a hiring event from 10 a.m. To noon. Do I have a damn date for this? I don't have a date for it.
I don't.
But it might be Thursday, might be Friday. I'm almost positive it's Thursday. I'll also put that on the page. Like I said, the company is The Coastal. They're hiring for housekeepers and laborers and banquet servers. So if you look for a little part-time job or something like that, this is going to be from 10 a.m. to noon at the Virginia Beach Employment at the Virginia Employment Commission on 5145 East Virginia Beach Boulevard, Norfolk. Like I said, I do not know the date. I believe it's Thursday or Friday, but I'm almost positive it's Thursday. But I will also post that on the Beauty and the Chill page. So if you follow that, or if you don't follow, be sure to follow it on the page, and I'll throw these two hiring events up there.
All right.
And that's what we got.
All right. Go get a job, man.
Get that coin.
Topic of the day. Dreams and nightmares? ? What are you chasing, my dude? Let me know. What are you chasing? You know what? Dreams and nightmares can look like the same. I'm not even going to lie to you. Sometimes I wonder, am I chasing a nightmare, or is it actually a dream? Because, you know, when you're chasing dreams, you know, things can start to look a little shaky.
Yeah, it can.
So you like, should I continue with this? Should I not? Dreams are so motivating in the beginning. You know what I mean?
They are. And then once you start putting in the work, and once you start actually starting to think like, oh, shit.
Exactly.
Is this shit going to go like I want it to?
When reality sets in.
Yeah.
Like, when you are, let's say, high school, about to graduate, you're about to enter into college or whatever, you're like, bro, this is what I want to do. What did you want to do? What was your dreams when you were in college? Like, I mean, not college.
I went to high school and college. But what was my dreams? I used to want to be on SportsCenter.
Okay.
Be a little, you know. I'm not even going to say that I still don't want to do that shit. I don't know if I feel like going through the steps to do that shit anymore.
You see what I'm talking about?
But yeah, that's what I want to do. What about you? Is this what you wanted to do? I feel like you were born to do this shit, though. So it just probably
what
you
wanted to do. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I didn't even want to do anything having to do with this until college. So I just had big dreams of being like an Oprah. And then I got to college, and then everybody in the mass comm department said the same thing I was thinking. I was like, okay, going to switch it up, because I don't like being like nobody else.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I started really getting in the field. It's just like I said, reality sets in, and you're just like, dreams change, man. Dreams either change or they die. Let's talk about dreams dying. Man, dreams can die for so many reasons.
Yeah, true. Like, I guess like on the sports tip, injury.
Injury,
or, you know, for maybe sure. Just not that fucking good. I think that's the topic that we need to hit on. Like,
lack of ability.
Yeah.
Like, you're just not good, my dude. You're just not good.
And I know everybody, you know, wants to pick on your local rapper. I feel like that's the most.
your SoundCloud rapper.
That's the first thing you want to go to. But, I mean,
they're so easy.
Yeah, but niggas really don't be that good, though. But niggas really don't.
Keep it real.
Yeah. Niggas really don't be that good. And I feel like everybody thinks, you know, that they can rap.
Yeah.
But I feel like to a certain extent, you know, I guess maybe you might be able to put together a song.
Mm-hmm.
I guess probably, because I feel like everybody has the ability to be able to, you know, rhyme 2 and blue.
Mm.
But I mean, are you
hats and cat.
Hell yeah. But are you really about, are you really, you know, about to put in the work? Can you, can you produce albums? You know, can you do that?
Can you flow? How's you your flow? Delivery?
Yeah, how's your delivery?
How's your marketing? Because you could be the best rapper in the whole world. You could be like the dope lyricist, but like if your packaging looks garbage, you know what I mean, then nobody's really checking for you.
And who are you connecting with?
Who? Tell me. And are you, are you waving guns in your Instagram pictures? Because I guarantee you I'm not following you. I'm not following you anyway if you got anything having to do with SoundCloud link in that bio. You know what I mean? But for sure, if you got two middle fingers up with a stack of money up to your ear, you know, in your media tab, that's absolutely not. But, you know, back to sports and back on the tip of not being good enough. Like, in the 757, everybody is pretty good at sports. And by everybody, I mean, like, it's a large amount of really good athletes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something in the water down here.
Yeah. This is probably the best area in Virginia.
Right.
Hampton Roads.
We have a large amount of people who are currently in the professional sports right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And came out. I mean, the great.
You got Olympians and shit. Like,
I forgot about the Olympians.
Yeah, we got niggas down here. Like,
real life facts. From Newport News, Hampton, Virginia Beach. You know what I mean? The great AI, Allen Iverson. But let me tell you something. You ain't...
You're not Iverson.
You ain't him. Hang it up. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but it is. You are indeed chasing a nightmare down that football field. If you 27 and still in the semi-pro league.
Hey, stop.
You know what I mean? You were really good at Smith back in 06.
Nigga played with Greg Boone and shit.
And you know, the, I don't want to sound like we telling niggas not to chase dreams.
Nah, at some point you gotta stop. At some point.
Some point you gotta stop.
And there's nothing wrong with chasing some new shit.
Right.
Rediscovering yourself.
Right.
And doing some other shit.
That makes sense.
You don't have
sense.
To keep chasing, you know, the exact same shit. So let's say like you're not good at rapping. Mm-hmm. Maybe produce. Beat. Make a beat.
There you go.
Do something like that. Sometimes, you know, you might be in the right field per se, but you might not be in the right. You know, like, say you work at McDonald's and you want to be a cook. Oh, my nigga, you're not a good cook. Go get out the window, my nigga.
You're really good at customer service. Yeah, you exactly. know what I mean? You put a smile on a girl's face, you know?
I'm going to need you to go to the window, bro.
Do that. Yeah. Do that. You know, I was watching Insecure one time, and I think Issa was talking, or her white coworker was talking to another one of her coworkers. And the coworker said, quote, "Dreams aren't meant to come true. That's why they're called dreams," end quote. Would you agree? Dreams aren't meant to come true. That's why they're called dreams and not reality.
I mean, yes and no. Like, I get what she's saying, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I
such
feel like
a dark statement, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, but I feel like some people have made their quote-unquote dreams come true. Because, like, we can go back to sports because I guess that's probably the most relevant. Like, a nigga, I dream of winning a championship. And then you win that shit. Like,
right.
My dream came true.
Exactly.
But dreams ain't coming true for everybody, though.
They're not. I mean, Beyonce is the only one that can really make that dream come true, other than like Michael Jackson. But like,
yeah, dreams ain't
for everybody.
Ain't, I mean, and like I said, that specific dream, what you actually trying to accomplish, like, my nigga, it might not happen. Like, a lot of people is chasing shit that ain't. Mm. Am I, even when it comes to like bitches and shit, like, nigga, like,
let's take it down a notch, okay? Let's take it to regular.
You keep DMing this bitch, you keep hollering at shorty, like, bro, you're not gonna fuck. Like, I'm sorry, I get it.
Hang it up.
You know, you're a good guy. I get it, bro. I get it. You're a great guy. She needs to. It's not gonna happen for you, my nigga.
It's not.
But that's for her though. You could you know, redirect your energy and chase someone else that might actually like you. But her.
Right.
You know, brown skin ting with the long hair and the fat ass, that might not be for you.
Yeah.
You have to, I don't know what you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you might need a little, maybe outside of your preferences, because maybe your preferences, that ain't what's going to happen for you, bro. But I mean, you know.
Perhaps. I'm sorry,
keep
guys.
Keep trying. You might catch a joint, 4 or 5 kids, 3 or 4 divorces in about 10 years. A little bit washed, but still kind of sort of look fine.
And credit you might a little bit. With, you know, you'll still score.
You might better get on her last ride.
Oh my gosh. All right. So what are some sure tail signs, some like clear indicators that your dream just might be a nightmare? Like when on the chase you know.
When shit just not really working for you. I'm going to say after years, I'm going to say give it a few years, you're not really getting no money off it. The only people that's really telling you that you're good at it is maybe like your homeboy, your two homeboys, and they're not really good at shit either. So it's been like all three of y'all are all trash, but y'all keep chasing. So yeah, I mean, if you don't, I feel like if you don't really got, if everybody keep telling you, I understand some people, everybody kept telling me that I won't go, you know, sometimes.
Right, I was about to say, man.
Because I mean, I feel like when you tell a nigga he trash and shit, he'll always point to an example. Well Bob over here, you know, kept at it and he... Bro, you're not Bob, though.
You're not Bob.
You're not Bob.
You're Tom.
Yeah.
Live Tom's life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you can't really point to a... I mean, you can, but you gotta... I don't know. You really gotta... You
I
really gotta...
I feel what it's you're like, saying. I feel what you know, you're it's like saying. Half and half. But let me tell you something, right? Like, away from the ratchetness really quick. Sometimes, when you are chasing a dream and when you are, quote unquote, trusting God for the process, it can really start to look like a nightmare. So sometimes I would say hang in there. Hang in there until, I don't know. I don't know a sure tell sign.
I'm going to say don't quit your day job. Like a lot of niggas, like you saying, like, oh, yeah, I can't work for the white. Smart. I can't, yeah, be, yeah, that's a, be smart about that shit.
Yeah, let's be
don't
smart.
Neglect your bills and say, oh, I know that I'm gonna make it. And then, no, bro, pay your bill, pay your phone bill, pay your rent.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Don't quit your day job.
Right.
I know 8 hours is, you know, you still have enough time in an 8 hour day, still be able to, you know, get off and still pursue your dreams. Like, don't be stupid about it, especially if you got kids.
Right.
Because kids don't give a fuck about that dream
they
shit.
They don't. They want to eat.
Little Tony needs shoes and something
needs
to eat.
He needs a coat.
Nigga, fuck your dreams, my nigga. Fuck your dreams, my nigga. Take care of you. Now, if it's just you, I feel like if it's just you and you feel like you want to do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Hurry up.
Go do it.
Mm-hmm.
But when your success is dependent, when other people around you are dependent upon your success. I feel like you can't be selfish and chase dreams. Let's say like you marry or whatever, Key. Let's say you marry, your husband come home one day and was like, ain't talk to you about shit. Like, yo, I quit my job, they want to chase my dreams. You're gonna be looking at this nigga like,
yeah,
excuse me.
Did you come home with divorce papers too?
Right, like, nah, nigga. Like, you just can't.
Yeah.
When your success is dependent upon other people, I know people like the niggas got kids. Oh, I'm trying to get in this rap shit. Like my nigga, yo, your kid needs shoes. Like, I understand you want to face your dreams, but at the point where you have a kid. Shit not really about you anymore.
It's really not. And you really can't put that on your baby mama to hold you down with the kid while you try to make something happen for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. Like I said, if you just alone, it's just you and your whip, you ain't really got a lot of shit. You don't got no shorty or whatever. Or even if you do got shorty, if your shorty feel like she wanna ride with you while you do this,
right.
You know, while you do this in the year. But like I said, when you got a family or like I said, people are dependent upon your success. Then you got to get that, you know, that check, that paper.
Absolutely.
Is the first thing you need to do.
Yeah. And here goes, like, the real stuff, okay? Like, you can't do nothing without prayer. You can't do nothing without God. You can't do nothing without hard work, okay?
Yeah.
So don't think you about to be out here trying to do everything on your own and you not about to work for it. Like,
exactly.
If you are being smart about it and you, what did some lady say? She said, Feed your dreams until your dreams are feeding you. So work your 9 to 5. And when you get off, yeah, you tired. But you got to put in some hours and some work towards your side hustle, whatever you're trying to make pop. Okay? So if you want it bad enough, you'll make it pop.
Yep.
Okay.
And also, you need, don't keep your circle with a bunch of, you know, with a bunch of yes men.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not going to be good.
That's true.
Because you can get your feelings hurt from somebody who really, like, knows the shit. And they're going to be like, bruh. This shit sucks. It's like the industry or whatever you're trying to get in, like, them niggas, like, they're not sugarcoating.
They're not
sugarcoating.
They're gonna hurt your feelings.
They're gonna man, you're not gonna do nothing.
But go home.
Yeah.
Back to the studio.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you need to have good people. And I feel like I've surrounded my people with people who be like, yo, this isn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't, you know, you need to go back to the drawing board. And I'm that person, I'm good with taking criticism. When I go on a job, you know, if I say that's one of my strengths, because you'll have like your boss come in and say, hey, you know, nigga, you fucked this shit up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn, I did. I'll get back to it. So I'm good. A lot of people can't
I would attest to that. You are pretty good with taking constructive criticism.
Yeah, I'm good with taking criticism. Because at the end of the day, if I fucked it up, cool, let's, you know, how can we fix this shit?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get it back. You know, you can't take shit personal. But some niggas, you can't tell it like, bro, your rhymes are garbage. I mean, nigga, fuck you. Like, whoa. Like, yo, why are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Like, some people just not good at, you know, criticism. So they're really not going to get anywhere. Like, you can't act like, you know, your shit don't stink.
Right. Yeah, man. I mean, it's hard. It is hard because I feel as though personally, it's my dream is starting to look like a nightmare. I'm not gonna lie to you, stuff really ain't popping off, but it's only because I'm impatient. So don't you confuse. Have to have patience. Right, exactly. Don't confuse your dream turning into a nightmare to you just not having patience, because right. You can really just out yourself of your dreams coming true. And also, they also say that it's darkest before dawn. Meaning, like, before something pops off, that's when
there you come. All you know. Maya Angelou.
Okay, Kilo Angelou. Okay, so yeah, as I was saying, yeah, man, it gets harder. It gets hard right before something pops off. So don't give up, man, unless you know you should.
Good stuff today.
Good stuff today. Good stuff.
I was about
today.
To say, don't send us your SoundClouds after listening to this, but still, we do want to hear people's stuff. So
yeah, send your stuff to us. Yeah,
send us your stuff.
Let's hear it,
and we'll get you out there.
Yeah, man.
And Eli will give us a fair assessment.
It's gonna be fair, okay? We don't know if we know. We don't care if we know you or not. If it sucks,
we'll send us your music. Eli's gonna give us, because we gonna start. You know, I feel like we can lead the way with starting killing somebody. You better be a dream killer.
Right. We're going to let you know right now. Nightmare.
Yeah.
Dream.
Yeah. Okay.
Nightmare.
Oh, shit.
All right. Time for the BNT letter now. Because I think we're done with this conversation. We good?
Yeah, we good.
We good. Okay. Let's get to our BNT letter. It's pretty juicy today.
It is. Starting off second season with some good
heat.
With some heat.
Yes.
Thank you for finally sending them to us.
Right. And keep them coming.
Keep them coming. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Dear Kilo and Trill.
Sup?
I think my best friend likes me more than a friend. Mm. We've been friends for a minute and grew up together. I've been there for her through crazy shit, from dudes cheating on her to her parents getting a divorce and vice versa. She's always been here for me. I wouldn't mind taking it to the next level with her, but I got a girlfriend. It's still pretty new and I'm feeling her. My best friend hasn't said that she's feeling me, but I can sense it. Am I tripping? Should I confront my best friend or just chill? That's a good one.
So my first question is, did you sense this before you got into this new relationship?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Because now it's too late. I mean, it's not too late, but it's too late. Unless you plan on like breaking this girl's heart. So you're going to have to figure out what you need to do now, because I'm sure this girl is very excited to be with you now. Speaking from a girlfriend perspective, you know, she's telling her peoples that, you know, I got this new man. He's great. She's awesome. Have to
tell him in a couple of weeks that he's no longer with us.
Right.
So here's what you're going to do.
niggas trash.
I feel like if you feel like that you want to wife up your friend, if she says yes, and you just want to be with her. On some, I love, you know, because, you know, you watch the movies and niggas be like, oh, I've always loved you. If you want some shit like that, then, yeah, ask her, because you always going to have them feelings for your friend and shit like that. So, yeah, you should ask her that. Like I said, if you personally feel like that you really like her, and if she would have been like, yeah, I want you to be my nigga, you'd be like, oh, word. And then y'all be together. If you feeling like that, then she'll ask you. But if you just want to know just because and you gonna try and fuck, then no, don't do that shit. I mean,
but let me tell you something. You about to take a huge risk. You about to take the biggest risk of your life, because not only are you gonna lose your girlfriend, because do you think that you gonna do this, you gonna confront your best friend with your girlfriend still there? I mean you could, but
yeah,
that's risky. So you about to get rid of the girlfriend.
So like the G shit, if you wanted to be honest about it, then you probably have to tell your girlfriend first, but she's not going to be cool with that. And then you probably lose her.
You'll go to your friend
and she'll be like, no, then you'll be out two bitches.
Exactly.
But that's not smart moving. So what we're going to do here, you're going to ask your friend. Like I said, you're only going to ask your friend if you're ready to be in a relationship with her.
Right.
Because if she says yes, then your girl is out the door. And then you got a girl. She says no, then you still got your girl.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Okay, but either,
honestly, hasn't always been my thing anyway. So
either situation is tough, because back to you risking it all. If you lose your girlfriend and then you move forward with your best friend, and even if your best friend says yes, what if y'all don't work out in 2 months? Now you lost your best friend and you lost a girlfriend. You lost two girlfriends and a best friend. So you grew up with this girl. You about to risk y'all whole entire lives. Like once you cross that line, it's hard to go back. Not to say you can't go back. But it'd be hard to go back after you cross that line with her already. Also, are you planning to be like 100% like good to her? Because if you hurt her, first of all, you know girls are already dramatic. You know,
yeah, you hella garbage.
If you hurt her her best friend first. And she's
been through your garbage.
And
bro.
Her man. Like, she's going to be double hurt. So, like.
Low-key grounds for murder.
Yeah. Yeah. It was another point I was going to bring up with this. Like, this is just too messy. It's very, very messy.
The thing is not me.
Yeah, man, and are you just full of yourself? Because if the best friend ain't say nothing, then how you just figuring it? I mean,
did I write this? Let me stop.
Right. I mean, like, you just relax, love your girlfriend. But you know, I don't know, man. I'm going.
This is another way. This is probably a topic for another show. Like, why that whole friendship shit? Nah, my girl can't have no friends.
Right. Because you'll never know who about to pop up and be like, I've always loved you.
Yeah, fuck out of here, nigga.
I've always loved you.
I've always wanted to smoke your ass, too.
Right. Absolutely.
But yeah, so I guess Kilo saying hold it down. I'm saying if you in love, like, you feel like you're in love with your friend, too, then, I mean, shoot the J.
Nigga, if you was in love with your friend, this what I'm talking about, but niggas being trash. If you was in love with your friend, you would have been moved on that joint.
You would have been said something. Right. Instead of being timid.
Exactly. Now, I don't know, because this happens, like, when boys and girls, men and women, when they become grown, you know, you start to fill out, you know, the dude start to get a little facial hair, he getting a little muscular, you know, the girl is getting a little booty, getting hips, is your penis now attracted to her? So now, you know, now you trying to make moves because y'all 23 now and you know her grown woman hips coming in? Or, true. You know, just self-evaluate and don't mess up a great thing. You got two great things.
True. Mm-hmm. That's word from Kilo, so
yep.
Follow Kilo's advice, because you follow my advice.
And
you won't be like me.
Yeah, be lonely, like true. All right, that was a fun episode.
It was.
Super fun. Okay, so tune in next week for more Bump and Dump featuring Westside Eli. We're working on an episode, so we can't tell you exactly what it's going to be yet.
Yeah, we got a lot of good shit in store for you guys.
Absolutely. Start to get those canned goods ready, because next month we're absolutely going to do a food drive.
Food drive. Oh, yeah, she didn't even run that by me. She just...
You ran that by me.
I mean, I'm saying you didn't confirm it.
Oh, yeah.
It.
No, just, we don't have details, but I definitely want to help hungry people.
Food drive. Get them cans ready.
Right. Get them ready. Let's moving do some work. Great. Right. I like that. All right. Well, hit us up on our Twitter, @ Beauty and Trail. Keep those B&T letters coming. Okay, we want to know all your business, man. Make up something and send it to us if you have to. BeautyandTheTrill@gmail.com. BeautyandTheTrill@gmail.com. Any last words?
Nah, I'll holler at y'all next week.
All right, yeah, buy 808 and crab cakes tickets.
Oh, yeah, get that.
Aha. Uh-huh.